Okay, now I'm at the People Before Profit conference in the Gresham Hotel here in Dublin. I've got Martin Emsom with me, who's an author, and he's his guest speaker at the conference today. How are you, Martin?
Hello there. Hi. Well, glad to be here.
Great stuff. Listen, tell me a little bit about the reason why you're here at the conference today for the anti-water charges.
Okay, well, I'm here for a couple of reasons, partly out of solidarity with people who are trying to organise against what's being done. Most importantly, I'm here, though, to try and draw the wider links between the question of water and privatisation of natural resources and the impact that we have on our environment through climate change and pollution and so on.
Okay, you've got a British accent. You've come over from England. What sort of campaigns are you involved in England?
In England, I'm from Manchester in the northwest of England, and we're campaigning very hard over two things. The question of the cuts and the impact on ordinary people's lives, but more centrally, the question of fracking and the way oil companies and gas companies are trying to move into communities and working class estates to extract gas from under the ground to make massive profits, but damaging the local environment, the water table and the environment locally.
Tell me a little about your book. I noticed you have a book here which you've been quoting from it. You quoted a fabulous poem from it. Just tell me a little bit about the book.
Right, the book's called Land and Labour, and it's an examination of the relationship through history that human people have had with the natural world around them, through their agriculture, through the way we've used nature, the way we've changed it, and the changing perception that we have as a society towards nature. In particular, it looks at why it is in the modern world, under capitalism, we see nature as something that we can make money out of, not something that we need to protect, sustain and look after for the future.
Okay, the battle against capitalism, in your estimation, how difficult is it to win against big business? Because they really are a force to be reckoned with. I'm not saying they're a force for good, but they are a huge force to be reckoned with. How difficult is the struggle against them to gain the rights that people are really entitled to?
I think you're right that, in a sense, big business is incredibly powerful. If you think about their global reach, the fact that they have the governments in their pockets, the role of the police, the army, and so on. But I think we also must remember that our side can be immensely strong. The late Bob Crow, the trade union leader in London, used to have a saying that if we all spit together, we'll drown them. And I think that our collective strength is immeasurably powerful if we use it. And I think if you look across the world at the moment, we do see examples of some at this conference today where people, when they come onto the streets, when they take away their labour power, when they go on strike, they can bring down dictators, they can stop privatisation. The question for us really, though, is how do we mobilise that? Because it can seem impossible and a long way off. And, you know, you sit in Manchester or in Dublin and you think, will people ever strike? Will they ever protest? Will they ever go on the streets? And then actually you feel that under the surface, people are so angry. It's not merely a question of will they, it's when will they, and how will we win? So I think we've got an opportunity. The anger and the frustration out there. The question for us, though, is that people do need to start fighting, and the campaign we're seeing launched today against the water charges is a small step towards giving people a little bit more confidence to feel that they can take on the big companies and the governments and so on.
Okay, just one last. I won't detain you much longer. I know you want to go and get a cup of tea. It takes a huge amount of effort to mobilise Irish people to get them out in the streets there to protest. So many things have happened with regard to people's rights in this country, and yet we sit around and we say somebody should do something, somebody should get out there in the streets. That somebody should be the person who's saying we should get out there in the streets. Why do you consider we don't?
I think there's all sorts of reasons. People get beaten down, they get defeated, they feel demoralised for, you know, the scale of what governments are doing to working populations around the whole of the world, not just Ireland or in the UK, but the way austerity has been implemented everywhere. It does demoralise people, and sometimes it's hard to think we can actually win. And I think the point is that doesn't mean that people aren't angry. And I think, you know, if the left and the socialists and the trade union movement gets a good election result and votes at the coming elections, that will give people a little boost, a little bit of confidence. But also if they see people campaigning and protesting, I think they can feel that we can change things. We can also look around the world and be inspired by what's happened in Egypt or what's happened in Tunisia or the protests that are taking place elsewhere. You know, sometimes struggle doesn't appear that it's going to happen and then comes out of nowhere. There's a famous story from the Russian Revolution that Lenin, the Russian revolutionary, was in a meeting in October of the year before before the revolution, and he said to the students he was talking to, there'll never be a revolution in Russia in my lifetime, it will be you young'uns who see it. And then 3 months later, the whole of Russia engulfed in an enormous revolution. So even the best revolutionaries can't predict what's going to happen. I think our job though is to keep up the fight, keep up showing that we've got a chance to change things, and encourage and give people confidence where we can.
Okay, Martin, thanks very much for talking to me.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.